Meet Me Under the Clock. Written by Annie Murray, read by Annie Aldington. 1940. Chapter 1. September, 1940. Sylvia was helping her mother with the weekly wash when she heard it. She was standing at the kitchen table, hands in a bowl of soapy water, while Mum was feeding clothes through the mangle. Sylvia pushed some dark curls of hair away from her forehead with her arm and tilted her head.
"Shh! Listen! What's that?"
Her mother, Pauline Whitehouse, her thick red hair held back in a flowery turban, stilled the handle of the mangle. They could both hear it then, coming from next door's garden.
"Oh, good Lord, it sounds like Marjorie."
Pauline rushed for the back door, wiping her hands on her apron. It was raining outside. Over the pattering drops, Sylvia could clearly hear the sounds of distress. Her heart pounded. Surely those noises weren't coming from cheerful, good-natured Mrs. Gould. But already she knew, with a terrible dread, something had happened to one of the boys. In the distance, she heard her mother's soothing tones and Marjorie Gould's terrible choking cries. Mum led Marjorie through the gap dividing the two gardens and towards the house. Sylvia forced herself to move. She rushed to wipe her hands and put the kettle on.
"Come on, Bab. Let's get you in the dry," Pauline was saying. "That's it. Let's sit you down."
There were dark spots of rain on Mum's apron and on Marjorie's dress, which was royal blue, patterned with little white anchors. Sylvia froze again with shock. She'd known Marjorie Gould all her life. Marjorie was like a second mother to her, and she had never, ever seen her like this before. Marjorie was a big-boned, normally splendid-looking woman with thick blonde hair, who favoured bright frocks and lipstick. But today she was hunched over, shaking and weeping, her face contorted. As Mum guided her to the chair by the unlit range, Sylvia saw that Marjorie had no shoes on. She'd run out into the wet in her stockinged feet.
"No," she was sobbing. "No, no."
There was a piece of paper crumpled tightly in her right hand. "Get the kettle on, Sylph," Pauline said.
"I already have."
Her eyes met her mother's, and Pauline caught hold of Sylvia's arm and pulled her hurriedly down the hall, out of earshot.
"It's Raymond."
They were standing by the coat hooks. An old black Mac of Dad's sagged from a peg.
"He's... oh, good heavens."
Sylvia saw the awful truth of it hit her mother. Her hands came up to her cheeks.
"His ship's gone down."
"No," Sylvia gasped. Raymond was the oldest of Marjorie Gould's three sons. Raymond, Laurie and Paul.
"But does that mean... is he..."
Pauline looked down with a faint nod.
"Must be."
Sylvia felt sick and shaky, even though her mind could not fully take in the news. Raymond, the boy next door. Raymond, a gentle, dark-haired lad who had gone off and joined the Navy, looking for a new life, a way to escape from his father and to separate himself from the girl he loved, but who did not love him back. Audrey, Sylvia's eldest sister.
"If only Laurie hadn't just joined up as well," Pauline said, anguished.
Laurie had not long gone into the RAF.
"This terrible, wicked war."
She squeezed Sylvia's arm.
"I must go back to her."
Sylvia sank down onto the stairs as her mother headed back to the kitchen. She heard Mrs. Gould break into more gulping sobs. Crouching on the third step up, she gripped her hands together to try and stop them trembling. She had to remind herself to breathe. Raymond. Raymond Gould. Age 21. Sweet, solemn Raymond. Just a year older than herself, whom she had known for as long as she could remember. Raymond, who would now never be 22 or 3 or 4. She rested her head in